Once again, Top Just Sports Report.
Kim, let's kick off once again with African football. The next round of qualifying matches for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco begin Friday. There are three qualifiers on Friday and 11 on Saturday. This evening, we'll focus on Friday's fixtures. Lesotho will host Angola. Botswana is at home against Egypt, and Senegal will take on visiting Tunisia. Our African football guru, David Legg, says the matches in Botswana and Senegal are part of a very spicy Group G.
This, to me, is the really dynamic group this weekend. Botswana against Egypt and Senegal against Tunisia. Now, Egypt have won the Cup of Nations a record 7 times, but they failed to qualify in 2012 and 2013, and they're now facing the utter and complete humiliation of failing once again. They made a disastrous start. Not totally unexpected that they should lose to Senegal in Dakar, but they certainly would have expected more than a one-goal loss at home to the Tunisians. And to cut a long story short, Sonny, if the Egyptians don't get maximum points in Gaborone on Friday, as far as I'm concerned, they've got no chance of making it to Morocco. Senegal and Tunisia, on the other hand, are two sides with 100% records, and one of those records obviously has to give away on Friday in Dakar when they meet. To me, at the moment, Senegal are among the most impressive teams in Africa. They play beautiful football, and you can see that they're being coached by that Frenchman, Alain Giresse. Wherever he's gone in Africa, he's produced very eye-pleasing football from his national teams. From an Egyptian perspective, they're probably hoping that both matches end in draws, but I feel that's unlikely. So, Sonny, for Egypt, very much D-Day weekend, in that they must beat Botswana both at home and away. That would give them 6 points, and will give them an outside chance of still making it to Morocco.
And what about the Lesotho-Angola match on Friday, David?
Lesotho and Angola meet each other in Maseru, and again, it's that cliche must win. Both teams making a disappointing start. Lesotho just 1 point, and Angola no points.
Still with the Nations Cup, David, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, recently announced the final list of bidding countries for the 2017 tournament. How about an update?
Yes, honey, the first surprise is there's so many. There actually are 7 countries bidding for the 2017 Cup of Nations, and in alphabetical order, they are Algeria, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana, Kenya, Sudan, and Zimbabwe. Now, of those 7, 5 are previous hosts of Nations Cups competitions. That's Algeria, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana, and Sudan. And interestingly, the other 2 countries, Kenya and Zimbabwe, both won the right to host the Nations Cup. But the Kenyans pulled out in 1996 because of financial problems, and they were replaced by South Africa. And Zimbabwe fell way behind schedule with their building program for the 2000 Nations Cup, and they had to be replaced by Ghana and Nigeria. And interestingly, Sonny, that was the very first co-hosted Africa Cup of Nations. Also interesting, I think, is that you've got 2 countries from East Africa, Kenya and Sudan. Now, just looking through my records, you've got to go back to 1976 and Ethiopia for the last time an East African nation hosted the Africa Cup of Nations. So, to put it mildly, they're long overdue a tournament, and I wonder if that will sort of work in favor. CAF have also stressed that they want basically a ready-made country. They want the facilities in place. They don't want building programs because of the time shortage. And I think, Sonny, that would favor the likes of Algeria, Egypt, Gabon, and Ghana. So it's going to be interesting. And, of course, Algeria, it remains that question. They bid for 219 and 221. They didn't get them. Did CAF deliberately not give those tournaments to Algeria because they believed that they would get 217? Or is the Albert Ebosse issue still rankling with the officials in CAF? Ebosse, of course, was that young Cameroonian footballer who died after being hit by a flying piece of slate during an Algerian league match. And they may just simply say, we cannot take our showpiece tournament to a country where this sort of thing happens. So The decision, Sonny, will be only made early next year at a meeting of the CAF Executive Committee. And after the surprises recently when Cameroon, Ivory Coast and Guinea got the 219, 221 and 223 Cup of Nations, it would be a very brave person who would predict just who's going to win this seven-way battle.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out from my producer this evening, Bill Werkinger. Kick it, Bill!
Kick it!
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Gouma in Johannesburg. And Mark begins with Kenya Athletics.
Athletics Kenya is in a race against time to secure the necessary government financial guarantees to save their bid to stage the 2017 IWF World Youth Athletics Championships. The Athletics Kenya head, Isaiah Kiplagat, revealed in Nairobi on Wednesday. Kenya submitted their bid to stage the event within the deadline of the 25th of September. The World Athletics governing body, IWF, has given Kenya until the end of October to submit documents confirming the Kenya government's financial backing. Kenya is vying with the United States of America and Canada to stage the event. Meanwhile, the cities of Barcelona in Spain, Doha in Qatar, and Eugene in the United States of America are official candidate cities to host the 2019 IWF World Athletics Championships, the International Association of Athletics Federations revealed in Monaco. The World Athletics governing body says an evaluation commission will visit each city between the 14th and 31st of October. The IWF will name the successful bid in Monaco on the 18th of November. In Taekwondo, hosts Rwanda dominated the Taekwondo Ambassadors Cup they hosted in Kigali. The event featured senior men and women's teams as well as boys and girls under 14 and under 17 age groups. Burundi were runners-up ahead of Kenya, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. In disability sports, Algeria will host the 2015 Gold Ball Africa Championships, the International Blind Sports Federation disclosed in Bonn, Germany. The event will feature a men's and women's competition from the 20th to the 30th of November next year, and it is a qualifier for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Paralympic Games in Brazil. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
They're playing.
My favorite basketball team, the Washington Wizards, will be shorthanded when they tip off their NBA regular season October 29th in Miami, Florida. Four Wizards, DeJuan Blair, Nene, Daniel Orton, and Xavier Silas, were suspended one game for leaving the bench area during an altercation between Washington's Paul Pierce and Chicago's Joakim Noah in a preseason game. The incident occurred early in the first quarter of Washington's 85-81 victory in Chicago. In addition, the NBA fined Noah and Pierce $15,000 each for their part in the basket brawl. Noah pushed Pierce in the chest while Pierce poked Noah in the forehead with his left index finger. The suspensions will apply to the first regular season game for which each player is eligible. The Brazilian Nene is a starter for the Wizards, while Blair is expected to be one of Washington's key reserve players. Orton and Silas, the two other suspended players, are also reserves and might not make Washington's final roster ahead of the regular season. Washington eliminated Chicago in the NBA playoffs last season, and after watching the teams go at it in that basket brawl in preseason, I can safely say they don't like each other. Finally, follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes.